This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Pope Francis took part in the Easter Vigil service at the Vatican on Saturday, a day after the last-minute cancellation of his presence at a major Good Friday procession revived questions about his health. The 87-year-old pontiff arrived to preside over the Easter Vigil at St. Peter's Basilica in front of thousands of pilgrims from around the world shortly before 7:30 p.m. local time. A day after canceling his appearance at the ceremony, Pope Francis, clad in white, arrived in a wheelchair shortly before the two-hour service. The Vatican had confirmed earlier in the day that he would attend. Iraq's largest Christian denomination canceled Easter celebrations this year to protest a presidential decision revoking the title of patriarch from a Catholic cardinal. Dale Gavlak reports from Amman, Jordan.
All festivities, mass celebrations, and processions, media coverage, and reception of government officials are canceled in a sign of solidarity with Chaldean Catholic Cardinal Louis Sacco. Critics say a rogue Christian lawmaker and militia leader closely linked to Iran, Rayan al-Kildani, influenced the president's decision. The U.S. Treasury Department sanctioned al-Kildani in 2019 for alleged human rights abuses, while others accuse him of seeking control of the Chaldean church assets, including properties that Cardinal Sacco oversees. Del Gavlak, VOA News, Amman.
Peruvian police on Saturday used an enforcer to gain entry to the home of Peru's president, Dina Boluarte. Security officials raided her home fairly early on Saturday morning as part of inquiries into possible illicit enrichment and failure to declare ownership of luxury watches. This is VOA News. At the collapsed bridge in the U.S. city of Baltimore, Maryland, focus shifts to the weighty job of removing the massive structure. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Crews work around the clock at the site of the Francis Scott Key Bridge, some above ground, others in the water, including tugboats, barges, and a floating crane capable of lifting 1,000 tons. Still, metal pieces that are too big to be hauled away must be cut down. Maryland Governor Wes Moore was by the site Saturday.
This will eventually allow us to open up a temporary restricted channel that will help us to get more vessels in the water around the site of the collapse.
Meanwhile, when it's safe, divers will be back in the water for recovery of workers who lost their lives when the cargo ship, which said it lost steering, hit the bridge Tuesday. I'm Julie Walker.
Truce talks between Israel and U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas will resume on Sunday in Cairo, the latest attempt to bring about a pause after nearly 6 months of war in the Gaza Strip, an Egypt News TV outlet reported on Saturday, citing a security source. The warring sides have stepped up negotiations mediated by Qatar and Egypt on a 6-week suspension of Israel's offensive in return for the proposed release of 40 of the 130 hostages still held by the Palestinian militant group in Gaza. The United States has approved a new package of military aid for Israel as its support for its longtime ally comes under scrutiny because of the war in Gaza. That's despite the growing concerns Washington has expressed about the humanitarian plight of Gazans and the threat of the offensive on Rafah. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder has more.
Some members of President Joe Biden's party are calling for him to cut U.S. military aid. The new arms packages include more than 1,800 MK-84 2,000-pound bombs and 500 MK-82 500-pound bombs, said the sources, who on Friday confirmed a report in the Washington Post. Israel faces strong international criticism over its bombing campaign and ground offensive in Gaza, which had killed at least 32,700 people as of Saturday, according to the health ministry in the Hamas-run enclave. The decision on weapons follows a visit to Washington by Israeli Defense Minister Yoav Gallant this week, when he discussed Israel's weapons requirements with U.S. counterparts.
Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder. Ships carrying large amounts of food for Gaza left a Cyprus port on Saturday in a convoy which will reach the besieged enclave early next week, authorities said. It's the second shipment this month. I'm Joe Ramsey.